We'll continue our discussion on cotton now with our crop marketing specialist, Kim Anderson. And Kim, we saw Matt Mueller there talking about the good yield, these record high prices, but he's still a little, I guess, hesitant. Is he right to be cautious?
Oh, I think so. I've talked to the producers, and they're excited about the income they're going to have. You know, the highest they've had, say, for 20 years with the good production and the good prices. I'm sure some of them have some bills to pay, and it's important that they pay them. And I think they should reward themselves a little bit because they've worked hard to be in the position to, you know, enjoy the good yields and the good prices. But they also got to put back that rainy day fund and prepare for the, price cycles down, as they have droughts or poor production years, so that they can cover those years and survive through those. So yes, I think he's a very smart move to be concerned and to use that money wisely.
Now, of course, a lot of these producers are in the marketing pool, I guess. But no doubt they have their eye on next year. What's your take on 2011?
Well, I think 2011 is going to be relatively good, at least better than it has been the past few years with 50 and 60 cent cotton prices. If you look at U.S. ending stocks, you know, they're projected to be around 2.7 million bales. We came into this year at 3 million bales, but the average is 6.9 million bales. So stocks are tight right now. They're going to be tight all throughout the year, and going into the next year, be tight. We could have dollar plus prices again. I wouldn't bet on it, but I would bet on 75 to 85, at least somewhere in that range. But we could have dollar cotton again.
No doubt better than in the past. Now, what's happening with all this cotton?
Most of it's going for exports. You're having some increase in mill demand in the United States, but we're looking at exporting about 3.5 million more bales than we have in the past. Last year, I think we exported around 12 million bales. And this year, we're looking at exporting 15.5 million bales.
Okay, and we just want to talk for just a second about some fluctuations in the wheat markets this week.
Oh, the wheat prices are, those prices on Kansas City Board of Trade December contract are pounding up against that resistance level. I think if we pop through that next week, then, you know, there's a potential 80 cent price run. Don't ask me what would cause it, except for the dry weather in some of the wheat areas, and the 11 crop is not in any as good a condition as it was last year. But if we can pop through that resistance, I think it's around 775, then I think we could get an 80 cent run. On the other hand, if we don't break through it, there's a possibility that we could have an 80 cent price decline. A lot of volatility in this market, whether it's cotton or whether it's corn, whether it's soybeans or it's wheat. No matter what, there's a lot of volatility, a lot of risk, and quite a bit of price potential.
Okay, Kim Anderson, good information as always.